Hello, 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 and welcome to She Is Magic, a podcast where we will be celebrating our badassery, drawing out our greatness, embracing our femininity, and talking about all things love and life. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome, sis. Come on in. Let me introduce myself. My name is Ashley, also known as Miss Star. I'm a life and business transformation coach. I'm an educator, and I love all things women empowerment. We truly are stronger together, and this podcast is about building each other up. It's a safe space where you can kick back, relax, take off the armor, and have some tea time with your girls. Could be hot tea, could be iced tea, or it could be tequila. It really just depends on the day. So let's get into it. Hey, booze! I hope you're doing well and staying safe with all this COVID stuff going on. I'm currently on February break from my job, so I have the week off to just relax, detach, and just focus on my other projects. Focus on me. I've been really focused on my brand. I've been taking a step back to reflect on what's working in my projects, what could use a revamp. And the process has really been inspiring. I feel like I'm in a creative zone. And I've just been allowing myself to truly lean into the authenticity and magic and let people see the human in me. So I've been practicing play. By allowing myself to play and really share the joy that I'm feeling mentally, and I'm in a great space, and I want to share that with people. And sharing that, though, I mentioned 2 episodes ago that I would be dabbling back into the dating arena, and so I really want to give this Tinder thing a chance, but, like, hear me out. This shit is weird and awkward and, like, I'm stressed. Listen, I'm trying to give it a go, but I cannot. Like, I feel like I'm swiping left every chance I get. And, like, I'm already slow to commit. I mean, I move at a snail's pace. I'll be the first to let you know that. But, you know, you think you don't have a type, and then you go on a dating app, and you like, all right, I have a type, and that ain't it. Swipe left, swipe left, swipe left, pause. Oh, he might be a prospect. Then you read his bio. You're like, nah, actually, swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. This one kind of cute. Bio seems decent. Swipe right. Oh, look, it's a match. We have a conversation. And then you're like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Unmatch. So, yeah, this has been my experience of dating apps. And, like, I want to love dating apps, but, like, I need help. This ain't it. Let me tell you. I matched with a guy on Tinder. He seemed cool. Conversation was decent. Then he starts talking about how unsatisfied he is with his job and how he feels old and, like, he can't pursue what he really wants to do. I'm like, remind me how old you are. He's like, he's 30. I said, I'm 30, and I feel like my life has just begun. I feel like, honestly, I'm just getting started. Like, but anyway, that was the first red flag for me, because in the past, I would have tried to convince that man of his wife. I don't know him like that. And, like, I'm really trying, like, to just steer away from that, because I can't change your life. Like, that is up to you, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm not doing that anymore. Like, you're the driver of your life. Only you can make it happen. I'm a life coach. We ain't playing small over here. I appreciated the vulnerability, but also the way my life is set up and the way that I operate, I only see, you know, possibility. I see possibility everywhere, right? So we're talking some more. He's like, maybe we could get together sometime. Maybe you could come over here, or I can go to his place. And I was like, we can meet somewhere in the middle, because, like, I'm not trying to go to nobody's place on the first meetup, you know? And so that was cool. Fast forward, we get on the topic of food, because I said I was about to cook dinner. Then he said that he just finished cooking. So I'm all like, oh, okay, cool. What was on the menu? He tells me what it was. And then he asked if I would ever go vegan. No offense to any of the vegans. That's a whole lifestyle, and I'm just not there, right? So, it's just not my jam. So I was like, nah, have you ever had vegan cheese? That shit is disgusting. And I was like, would you? And I'm like, would you ever go vegan? So my next flag is coming up, y'all, with his response. He goes, fuck no, I eat meat. Pause. What? What are we in middle school? Literally, like, what 30-year-old man says pause? We grown. Wasn't nobody even thinking that you were sus for eating meat? And now I'm envisioning you with a dick in your mouth. And I wasn't envisioning that before. Child, listen, where these men come from? And you know what? I could have overlooked the comment. But then he asked me if I'm on social media, and I'm like, yeah. And then he gives me his IG. He's like, show me some love up there. I go to his IG. It's literally all TikTok videos. Okay, I guess. I dabble in TikTok. But then the next day or something like that, I asked another question on the app, the dating app, because like that's where we've been having conversation all this time. And he asked me again. If I got IG and let's talk there. And I was just like, you know what? At that point, you can't even keep up with your conversations. Like, we literally had that conversation the day before. So, needless to say, I unmatched him. Haters would say I ghosted him. Like, I'm a literal ghost now. But, like, really, it shouldn't be this hard, right? I don't know. What y'all think? Hey, I just feel like these are weird times we're in. I don't even think MySpace was that difficult. One of my best relationships was a guy off MySpace. Like, shit. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna give it another try and we'll see. Like, I matched with a couple other dudes, so I'll keep y'all posted in my next episode where that go. But like, if you've met your life partner on the dating apps, I need you to email me or DM me some tips. Yeah, I'll leave the info at the end of this podcast episode, but really help your sister out, please, and thank you. What's crazy is as I was preparing for this episode, one of my really good friends had texted my group chat, and she was like, I really miss meeting guys at bars, even though I know it's not going anywhere. I miss awkwardly flirting and asking for a vodka soda. And I'm like, girl, listen, me and people were so simple when outside was open. You can't even tell if they're cute or not with the mask on. Like, they can have some cute ass penetrating eyes and fucked up teeth, and we wouldn't even know it. Yeah, think about that? I think about that. But you know what? Right, my rant is over. That's all. That's the tea is hot today, baby. That's my dating life right now. I need to be strong and like hang in there, but a sister's ready to like throw in the towel already. Anyway, can we talk about Malcolm and Marie? If you haven't watched the Netflix movie Malcolm and Marie, watch it, don't watch it. That's your prerogative, baby. All I'm gonna say, they toxic as fuck. They're codependent, can't communicate. Hurtful as hell with their words, like literally cutting each other deep to the bone, deep. Especially Malcolm. Like, he hit below the belt with his shit. Like, you talking jumping off the deep and pointing no return type below the belt. I was hella triggered. Like, you could tell they love each other. Like, they definitely had the chemistry, but love don't gotta hurt that bad, you know? I just feel like Malcolm didn't deserve Marie. But also, Marie doesn't need a guy like him. Like, so self-absorbed that he couldn't even think to thank the woman that stood by him when he created that film. So I feel like that was the catalyst for everything. I also feel like that happens a lot in relationships. But you know what? She got her faults too. Let me not be mistaken. The vibe I get from her, she doesn't speak up for herself when she needs to. She just bottle it up, stuff it down, because deep down she doesn't know her worth. And I feel like deep down she feels like she deserves the pain. The pain actually lets her know that she's alive. But like I said, the movie triggered the fuck out of me because black love, like, why does it have to always come with a side of suffering? That shit is traumatic as hell. One thing I can say, though, even through all of the hurtful stuff, like I said, they had chemistry, but they listened to each other, though, uninterrupted. It was, like, brutally honest. And I just wonder, like, is there space for that, for people to be that honest in relationships? You know? And then there was one thing that Marie said that stuck out to me in the movie. It really resonated with me. She said to Malcolm, I feel like once you know someone is there for you and once you know that they love you, you never actually think of them again. She said, I feel like once you know someone is there for you and once you know that they love you, you never think of them again. How many of us have been in situations like that? Like, I'm grateful for the film, though. It definitely made me reflect on my past relationships and patterns. I've been a toxic one before. I've been in toxic situations before. I've been in codependent relationships before. And that shit is not healthy. It's not. So there was definitely points where I identified with Marie. And then other times, I wanted to shake her. I wanted to love Malcolm, but then he just started going off on his tangents, and I'm just like, ooh. So, you know, I've been doing the work anyway, but, you know, it's pushing me to, you know, dive even deeper into my own inner work, my shadow work, my inner child work, allowing my inner child to be seen and affirmed. So much of what Marie was asking for was to be seen. See me. Acknowledge that I'm here, that I matter. Listen to me. And that's why it's so important to know yourself and do that inner work and heal yourself so you don't go bleeding on every person that you get in a relationship with. And that's part of the reason why I wrote the Girl Snap Out of It book. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to episode 1 of season 1. I can't wait till it's published, y'all, so that y'all can read on my own lessons and hear other women's stories as well. Listen, the real tea is happy, healthy, whole relationships where each individual has joy, peace, and fulfillment within themselves first before committing to someone else. The real tea is knowing your self-worth and saying no to anything that doesn't affirm that. The real tea is learning how to effectively communicate so that you're not suffering in silence. So for my single folks, your homework for the next time we chat is to take some time to get super clear and specific about what you want in a partner. Get so specific to the point that you could literally feel that person, their scent, their aura. How do you want to feel when you're around that person? And then focus on being that type of person who attracts that type of partner into your life. Don't worry, y'all. I got my list. Y'all heard it. But I'm also going to spend some time making sure that I'm even more specific. And also figure out, if you don't know what your love language is, find out what your love language is and spend some time giving yourself the things that you want. My top love languages are physical touch and quality time. And I've been having so much fun learning new ways to give myself that. Because the real tea, you already know, is loving up on yourself. And for my taking, folks, happy Valentine's Day. I didn't forget about you. Take some time to have real talk conversations with your partner, but also do so in a way where you both walk away feeling empowered, seen, heard, and affirmed. And also continue to incorporate your own self-care and self-love practices, because being whole and complete on your own is key so that you can grow in love together and strengthen that bond. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Share this podcast on your social media because the tea is just getting hotter and hotter with each episode. I want to reach as many women as possible. I can't do it without you. Shout out to my men listeners, my men supporters. You are supportive of women. So I appreciate you. And thank you to those who have left me nice reviews and ratings. If you would like to partner and be a guest or invite me to be a guest on your show events, or if you would like for me to address anything, like maybe an advice question or something, shoot me an email at sheismagicpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the podcast on Instagram at sheismagic_podcast for updates. Hit me up. And as always, honor your heart and your boundaries. Until next time, bye, babes.